Good evening, and welcome to 30 Years into the Future, a weekly look at how the world will or will not be different in 30 years' time. Tonight, we're looking at the future of canteen food. Will school meals be healthier? Will canteens at work still exist? Will food be cooked in the same way? I'm talking to a number of experts on the matter. They are nutritionist Dr. Muriel Bancroft, educational psychologist Horace Vole, and school dinner lady Mrs. Rita Mange. Good evening, everyone. Perhaps we can start with you, Horace Vole. Canteen meals of the future, same or different?
Well, it doesn't really matter what I think, Peter. I'm just a psychologist, you know. However, I did do some research and carried out a number of surveys with school children. Now, some of their findings were most interesting. I asked them what changes there might be in school meals over the next 30 years. Many think that everything will be automated. For example, the food itself will be cooked by computer and served by robots. I suspect that most school dinners in the future will be made, served, and eaten at home. Modern technology means that children will be educated differently, you know. Teachers will have been made redundant, and all the lessons will be given by enormous supercomputers that know everything. It's inevitable. So school dinners will have to change too. Many think the food they'll be given will be much more international. And many said that all the food will probably be made from insects, because there won't be any other animals left, but there will be too many insects. So we'll have to...
Fascinating. Well, thank you, Horace Vole. Dr. Bancroft, do you agree with Horace's views?
Well, not really, Peter, no. I don't think canteen food will be terribly different in the future. If we look back 30 years into the past, we can see that the food served in canteens then was very similar to the food that is being served now. We eat a bit more salad, perhaps, but in most canteens, the food is very traditional. There's no evidence to suggest that such radical changes in education are going to be carried out in the near or distant future. The same is true of eating habits. I'm quite sure that someone going into a canteen in 30 years' time will find the food extremely familiar.
Let's see what someone who actually works in a canteen thinks. Mrs. Mange, you're a school dinner lady. What do you think?
I think we've got to give the kids what they want. They don't want to eat insects. My school, the kids want egg and chips, beans on toast, beef burgers, plenty of ketchup, white bread, puddings. You give them a salad, they won't eat it and it will just be thrown away. It's a waste. And another thing, you're not replacing me with a robot. And all I know is I'm not going to start serving spiders on toast, locusts and chips, or ant burgers just because some government report tells me to. And the same goes this so-called international food. We have pizza once a week. That's international and the kids love it. My kids don't want tagliatelle primavera, beef stroganoff, or lobster thermidor. They want eggs and chips. And that's what I'm going to give them, computer or no computer.
Well, on that thoughtful note, I'm afraid we've run out of time. Join us next week when we'll be discussing whether the Rolling Stones will still be touring in 30 years' time.